I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Words like war zone, devastation, and gone describe not houses, but whole neighborhoods in the Florida Panhandle communities following Hurricane Michael's rampage. Food for the Hungry's Beth Allen says,
we have made connections with someone who has been a partner of ours for quite some time, and now we're able to turn around and help this church in their time of need.
Immediately following the disaster, this partnering church began buying emergency supplies locally and distributing them to those in need. Flood buckets for cleanup are also in the works, but Allen says it's the wreckage you can't see down the line that will also need their attention.
There are emotional needs as well that you can definitely be praying for. Many people simply don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, especially if you're out of a home.
And Bruce Allen with FMI says they have a good problem on their hands. Their partners in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan are completely out of Bibles.
Our partners are doing a great job in both evangelism and discipleship. The Bibles are used in both of those aspects. And the fact that they have run out of all their inventory just means they're doing their job.
Allen says he often encounters American Christians who own about 9 Bibles. But overseas, it's often one Bible for 9 people.
One of the last Bibles that Pastor Adam distributed in Pakistan went to a man named Sadakat, and he took that Bible back to his home, and 8 other people since then, this has just happened very recently, have also received Christ as their Savior. They've placed their faith in Jesus Christ. So 8 people are sharing this one Bible, reading it voraciously, eating it up.
So the disaster recovery needs in the U.S. and Bible needs around the world are ongoing. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.